Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, singer, songwriter, and Washington, D.C. native. Laura Berhan was last on Soundcheck with the band Georgie James. These days, she's heading up a soul pop collective known as the Mina Birds. The group is set to release its second album, called Generals, in a few weeks, but we'll get a bit of a preview today. Here's Laura Berhan, solo, at our piano, with a song called Mightier Than the Sword.
You're not alone in anything, so listen up, my love. A tiny town can tear you down, but the right word can build you up. I know there is a blade name cut into your arms and open your veins, and you think there's nothing you could do. They haven't already done to you. It's hard enough in your bedroom calm to fend off the hungry birds of prey. And it's a fresh assault when the news comes on, another one gone today. You study the lines in his face. He looked just like you. Your story's the same. Is there anything I could say to make you stay? I will sing them for you. when you forget the words, I will sing them for you.
That is Laura Burhan, leader of the band The Mina Birds, solo, unaccompanied, just her at our piano, and a version of the song Mightier Than the Sword, which will come out on the next record called Generals. Laura Burhan, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having me.
We spent the first half of the show talking about go-go music from your hometown, your native town. I know you're not living in D.C. anymore, but that's where you grew up, right?
Yes. Grew up about an hour and a half outside of D.C., but then lived in D.C. for a good 11 years.
Yeah. So the passing of Chuck Brown, the creator of go-go, that did not go unremarked or unnoticed, I guess.
Absolutely. I was actually, in writing this record, there's one song called Disaster that I particularly wanted to bring some of my DC go-go roots into. And in the studio, I told Richard Swift, who produced the record, I said, I want to play a bucket on this song. And he said, a bucket? And I was like, I wanted to kind of bring in an homage to DC mm-hmm. street go-go's.
So like one of those 5-gallon, uh-huh. you know, joint compound or paint buckets?
Exactly.
Right.
So he took me to the hardware store and we bought a 5-gallon bucket and I played it in the chorus of the song. He wasn't as familiar with the sound of go-go as I was, so I had a very different idea of what it was going to sound like, really, you know, heavy groove. Mm-hmm. And how it actually got mixed in is a little bit different than I had envisioned, but I think it works for the song.
But so it, not go-go, but an echo of go-go, perhaps.
Right, exactly. And it was very sad to hear that Chuck Brown had passed. It was just very sad, very sad.
Long career,
mm-hmm.
and lots of people taking notice. And he, you know, he's got a street named after him, so towards the end of his career, he was getting a little bit of love. This is the song that Laura was talking about. It's called Disaster. Go-go inspired tune from the forthcoming Mina Birds record, Generals. Disaster from the forthcoming album Generals by the Mina Birds. It's due out on June 5th, but Laura Burhan, the leader of the band, is with us on Soundcheck today. So that kind of smacking or clapping sound that we were hearing there, that's the bucket.
It was actually, yeah, we had to tune it because when we were playing it, it was playing a specific pitch. So in the chorus part, you hear this rhythm on a note and it's kind of going da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun. So it turned into something that was a little more of like, it sounded more like an Indian sound to me. Or something Middle Eastern rather than go-go. So it was interesting to me once I heard that to hear maybe how the music is tied together.
So a little bit of your DC roots coming through in that song from Generals. Now, I mentioned you don't live in DC now. You're in Omaha.
Yes.
Where, against all odds, there's kind of a scene going on, an indie music scene there, a pretty vibrant one, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. D.C. is full, Omaha. D.C. is full of great people as well, of course.
Right, right.
But Omaha is full of really amazing artists and musicians, people who aren't afraid to take risks, and it's a very supportive community. I mean, it's known, obviously, for Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes and mm-hmm. The Faint, bands like that, some of the original Saddle Creek bands. But there's a whole new generation of people coming up, and mm-hmm. It's it's really exciting. It's an exciting time to be there.
Now, is Generals, this next record, will that be on the Saddle Creek label?
Yes.
Yeah. Where does the name for the band, the Mina Birds, come from?
Oh, funny. It's a funny story. Well, I had always said that I wanted to make a record that sounded like Neil Young doing Motown. And so when I finished the first record with Richard Swift, What We Lose in the Fire, We Gain in the Flood, I said, I think we got pretty close. It feels kind of like Neil Young doing Motown. And I had to find a name for the band. And long story short, I came across the name The Mina Birds. And I thought, I like that, The Mina Birds. It could work. And I decided to Google it to see if it was already taken. And lo and behold, there was a band called The Mina Birds, spelled M-Y-N-A-H, Birds. And it was Neil Young, Rick James, a ton of amazing other musicians who went on to have some very notable careers. They were signed to Motown.
Wow.
So there you go. I thought it was fated.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So The Mina Birds' forthcoming album is called Generals. Now, you know, I hesitate to sort of put the concept album label on things, but were you thinking, is there kind of a through composition, a kind of a thread through all of the songs?
It very much is a concept album. I wanted it to tell a story. It starts in one place and ends in quite another. And it's the name comes from a Richard Avedon photo called Generals of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And I really started thinking about revolutionary women, some things that are happening in the world and in politics and things like that that are disconcerting, to say the least. Mm. And I thought I really wanted to make a protest record, but I didn't want it to just be angry. I didn't want it to just be shouting about what's wrong. I wanted it to be discovering what's right. And so I wanted the story to be transformative in the sense. And so I think the character or the consciousness that's going through the story is experiencing this transformation.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the title track. The album is called Generals from the Mina Birds. It's due on June 5th. The Mina Birds, led by singer-songwriter Laura Burhan, who's with me on Soundcheck. That's the title track from their forthcoming record called Generals, which is out on June 5th. And in addition, Laura, to the songs, there's a photo project. I mean, this was inspired, you said, by a Richard Avedon photo, which you saw in D.C., right?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you've got your own photo project, which involves some pretty well-known people. I mean, Roseanne Cash, the woman from Titus Andronicus, Amy Klein from Titus Andronicus.
Yes.
What's the idea behind the photo website?
Well, when I went to make the album art, I thought I wanted to have photos, these beautiful Avedon-style Stark photos of women who are kind of revolutionaries in their own right. Some of them are making headlines. They're well-known, like Roseanne Cash, like you said. And some of them are just getting started. Some of them are mothers who've committed to raising their children right in a way that's perhaps outside of the norm. And I really wanted to pay tribute to that. So that's the project. That's what we started. It's a nominative project. And it's growing slowly but surely. It's called The New Revolutionist. And
there's a link to it. You can find it on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, and a link to the Mina Birds website as well. You wanna go back to the piano, play another song for us?
I'd love to.
All right, which one is this?
This is a song called Buffalo Flower, and it's sort of for, it's very much related to the New Revolutionist Project and to the women in the plains who inspire me every day.
All right. We're speaking with and listening to Laura Burhan from the Mina Birds. The band is performing in June when the album comes out. Laura will be here in New York on Sunday night with the 78 Project, whom we heard on the show yesterday, performing at City Winery on Sunday. Then the full band, the Minor Birds, playing in Detroit at the Magic Stick on June 19th. Back here in New York at the Mercury Lounge on June 22nd, here's Laura Berhen at our piano with Buffalo Soldier, Buffalo Flower.
Sand, loose all the black of the souls buried there. Forgive every man. Moving uptown, gonna clear the air. Moving uptown, then we go everywhere. Buffalo Flower. My queen of the plains, when the bully winds push on your shoulder, you show them who's king. Oh, the man of the hour is another pretty young buck, pinstripes in a tongue like a fresh cut flower. Promise is short to wither up. Oh, my man, your hour's up. So we'll march up out the road, out the valley, build a town tall at the top of the hill. If we don't start one foot in front of the other, we never will. I can't change the weather, but we sure can change our shoes. Can't change what we weather, but we can change what we do. Buffalo Flower, my queen of the plains, when the bully winds push on your shoulder, you show them who's king. Gonna do what I can, right where I stand. I'm gonna do what I can. Gonna do what I can, right where I stand. I'm gonna do what I can.
That is Laura Berhen of the Minor Birds, live, solo, at our piano. And a song from the forthcoming Minor Birds record called Generals, that is called Buffalo Flower. Laura, let me apologize to you in advance for all the other radio people who will see Buffalo Flower and Generals and slip up and say Buffalo Soldier, as I did.
It's meant to be connected. Subconsciously, sure.
Okay. Well, I made it very conscious. but yeah, there's a kind of, you know, as you say in the song, can't change the weather, but we can change our shoes. That idea of, you know, let's get together, let's build something, let's do something. Speaking of building or making things, I'm looking at the photo of you on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, and you are wearing some sort of animal on your head.
It's actually not a real animal.
Oh, okay.
It is a wolf headdress, and it's made all out of felt and silk thread and glass.
So no animals harmed in the making of your headgear.
Absolutely. This amazing... amazing artist from Boston named Erin Shaw. She made that headdress, and she's made me a fox headdress that I wear in the live show. So,
all right. Well, you can see that photo on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, where you'll find a link to the Mina Birds website and the New Revolutionist photo project that goes with it. Laura, thank you so much for being with us on Soundcheck today. Look forward to the new record on June 5th.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today on Monday. A lot of us have one song that we just can't stop listening to. The evidence is right there in your iTunes. We'll talk with a writer and a neuroscientist about musical fixation, and we'll ask you to share the object of your musical obsession. Plus, violist and fiddler Garth Knox plays live on the show. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Marlon Bishop. See what they did there? They moved Katie Bishop's name away from Marlon Bishop's so they wouldn't have to write one of their corny, not related jokes. I detect the fine hand of senior producer Joel Meyer, or perhaps intern Crystal Kim. But not me. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend. Be with us Monday for another Soundcheck.